Let's take the Gemara again. Okay, so the Gemara is on. So we're done with that whole thing about karcha, four karchas, five karchas, yichai for each and every karcha, right? That we did, right? We did it thoroughly. So now we're going to take out the other issues about karcha. Okay. So look on the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, and you see it's like two lines down from the Tana Rabbanan. Ta birosham. Okay, birosham. So there's two psukim. Okay, two psukim. The first pasuk is in Vayikra, Chaf Aleph. Hey, it says lo yikrchu karcha birosham ufase kanam lo yigalecho uvivserem lo yisutu saratas. Okay, so the karcha part, the karcha part is just lo yikrchu karcha birosham. Don't make a bald spot in your head. Okay, so the Marana says birosham atam alomar. What's it teaching in birosham? Of course, where else would I think a bald spot is, if not on your head? Right? Ah, so it says, Lefisha namar losis godudu velosisimu karcha bein einecham lameis. So since it says, the parsha and pasuk and devarim, it says, don't put a karcha between your eyes for a mace. Yachol lo yechayev ala bein hainayim belvad. So if you had only that pasuk and devarim, yadal et aleph, I would have said, you're only chayev for a karcha between your eyes, which they say means, Rashi says means, you know, on top of your head, near your forehead, right? It means where you put your tefillin, basically, ben enecham, right? So you might say the iser is only ben enecham. That's what it sounds like in Dvarim. So Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk over here in Vayikra says Birosham Lurabos Kol Harosh. So Birosham comes to include the entire head. The entire head. Right? Right. Okay. Okay, let's read a little further. Okay. So apparently you have a havimina that the isser of karcha is only between your eyes, and the maskana is that it's on the entire head. Okay? Okay. So then the Gemara says, one second, So the Gemara says, mainly I love kohanim. I'd say that's only by kohanim. Shereva b'makas of mitzvah siseros. Because the Torah includes many extra mitzvahs by a kohen. In other words, the pasuk which says birosham, which teaches you the entire head, is by emar, which is by kohanim. So I'd say that's an iser by kohanim. The iser is on your entire head. Because kohanim have extra mitzvahs. But Yisrael, how do I know by Yisrael? Also, it's on the whole head. Maybe by Yisrael, it's only Bein Hanayim. After all, the pasuk in the Devarim, which is by Yisrael, it says Bein Hanayim. So maybe by Yisrael, it's only Bein Hanayim. By Kohen, it's the whole head, and by Yisrael, it's Bein Hanayim. And don't be surprised, because Torah is more machmer by Kohanim. It says you can't marry a grusha, and so on, right? So it says, never kan karcha, never lan karcha. There's a gzer shava. It says karcha here, it says karcha there. Just like over here. Right? You're chayiv for each and every karcha. And you're chayiv on the head, just like between the eyes. Afkan, chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha, v'chayiv rosh k'min ha'nayim. In other words, by the Kohen, it says Le'ikruchu Karcha, which teaches you that you chai for each and every Karcha, five Karchas, the case of the potion. And it also says Birosham, your whole head. So those two Chumras, the Gzera Shava extends those two Chumras to Yisrael as well. They chai for each and every Karcha, which I wouldn't have known, because by Yisrael it doesn't say Le'ikruchu Karcha, it just says Le'simu Karcha, Bein Enechal Mames. So it extends that Chumra, namely Chayiv and Yishari Karcha, from Kohen to Yisrael. And also extends the Chumrah that your entire head, it says your entire head by Yisrael, by Kohen, doesn't say by Yisrael, but the Gzer Shava extends that Chumrah from the Kohen to the Yisrael. Right? Umala Alan Almes, and just like over there by Dvarim, by Israel, it says openly Almes. So it's only when you're doing it as for mourning. But by the Kohen, it doesn't say that. It just says Lekukachabrosham. So Gezer Shava says, just like by the Israel is limited to the case of a mace, Afkan Almes. So to here by the Kohen, it's only on a mace. Okay, so there's a few issues here. Right? One issue is where is this Isser? Only on between your eyes or over your entire head? Right? There's a Hamim Maskana about that. Right? Where it is. And then assuming the Maskana that it's everywhere on your head, not only between your eyes, there's another Hamim Maskana. Maybe that only applies by Kohanim, but not by Yisraelim. Kamash Milan, it also applies by Yisraelim. The other issues, which are related issues, but they're seemingly different, is the Chumrah of Karcha, of Chaya for each and every Karcha, right? The five Karchas, that case, is that a Chumrah which is only applies to Kohanim, or is that extend to Yisrael also? So the Gezeirah Shavah is telling you there is an equation that also extends to Yisrael. So that's another issue, which we kind of touched on, but now we have to apply it to this. And then the third thing which it brings up is this idea of Lemes, is it only for mourning, or is it under all conditions? In one pasuk, it sounds like it's only for a mace. The other pasuk, it might be all conditions. So you have the Gezeirah Shavah, which extends it. Right? So there's like different sugyas here, different aspects of this Isser. So let us first focus on the first aspect, even though they're all in a sense linked, because Gezeirah Shavah is linking them all. But that's arguably just linking them up in terms of derivation. Not necessarily that conceptually linked, as much as it's just saying is, they're sort of teaching you that these two Isurim, by Kohen and by Yisrael, are identical. So there's a link there. But not necessarily that the Yisrael is implying anything about the concept. Or maybe it is, who knows. So let's start off with the issue of Bein Hainayim. Is the Isur apply over the entire head? Or is the Isur only Bein Hainayim? Right? I guess on the surface, what's the Svara to say? It's only going to be us, or Bein Hainayim. I mean, what's the difference, really? Right? What's the difference? They bring down here in Masifta, a very interesting footnote. They say they're bothered by it. They bring in the Ritva. They want to know, so why does it say by Yisrael, Bein Hainayim? Right? If you're telling me that at the end of the day, your Chayev really made the whole head, so why does it say Bein Hainayim? Right? So, it's a funny answer. They say that to teach you that when the Torah says by tefillin bein einechem, right? What does it mean by bein einechem by tefillin? So you might think it means literally between your eyes, like the tzedukim did, right? And they still do to this day, I think, right? So what then? So, but it says no, it can't be, because it says lo simu karcha bein einechem lemes. So you can't say don't make a bald spot between your eyes. There's no bald spot between your eyes. There's no hair, I guess, between your eyes. So it must be, it's a place of bald spots, of making bald spots. So that means it's on your head. So it's not on your forehead. I guess Bein Hainayim, they thought it meant forehead. That was what the Stukim said. But there's no hair on your forehead. So it can't mean by Karacha, Bein Hainayim can't mean on your forehead. So it's going to have to mean, Bein Hainayim means above. Means horizontally it's Bein Hainayim, but vertically it's on your head. Right? By your hair. Oh, so that teaches you this so too when it says by tefillin, it means that. So that's what they bring down the Ritva. It's like Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Vav, apparently. That's what the Ritva is claiming, I think. That's what they're saying in the Sifta, at least. That's why it says Bein Hainayim here. To teach you by tefillin that Bein Hainayim means it. It's a funny reason, right? So the Ritva says. Verse says that. Interesting. Because that sounds like he's saying, and he explains the condition a little more. But they're saying that's why it says Bein Hainayim here. So he specifically used the Bein Hainayim here in order to indicate over there. It's funny. It doesn't seem to be, like, you know, there's other ways. If you want to say tefillin means between your eyes on your head, you could have just said Bein Hainayim, Yitzhak, Bein Hainayim, Berosha. you know, something, I don't know. It's like you really hear your writing in an Eichem in a funny way, contraindicating what the halacha is of Al Rosh, in order so that over there, you know that's what an Eichem means. Tosus here, I mean, the footnote in the Ritva quotes Tosus in Chukdushin. He asks an interesting question. He says, why don't you put tefillin on your whole head? Just like here you're telling me, Karcha, it says Bein Eichem, it really means your whole head. So to here, you should be on your whole head. You should be able to put tefillin on your whole head. Right? If you're saying is, the two psukim are the same. So say also, when we know by Karcha, it doesn't mean between your eyes, it means your entire head. So maybe tefillin could also be on your entire head. So he says, no, because here, why did Torah say Bein Eichem by tefillin? You could have just said Rosh Eichem. So why? So it says Bein Eichem to limit it, that part of your head. So I, by Karcha, also it says Bein Eichem. And yet you know that it's on your entire head. Right? So doesn't quite follow. He says, no. That's why. Oh, V'yesh Lomar, the Ligur Gzir Shav Nechtav. So right. So by Karcha, really it means the whole head. So why didn't it say the whole head? Oh, in order to give this Gzir Shava, in order to show you that the tefillin, it means specifically between your eyes. I mean, on your head, between your eyes. Same type of answer.
Could you say that really?
It's almost like the way the Ritva sounds, and this is a funny way to think about things. It's almost like the Torah already wrote by tefillin, Bein Eichem. And that's what it says. And now the Torah has to say, oh no, people are going to misunderstand that. What can we do? Oh, let's write Bein Eichem by Karcha also. And this way you'll realize that what we meant by tefillin is what we mean by the same thing we mean by Karcha. Right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Like it just said earlier in the Torah, it said it in Shema, Vayim Shema, Bein Eichem. And the reader may think, make a mistake. So it's as if, which is sounds a little crazy, but as if Hashem's saying, oops, I didn't realize they're going to make a mistake. Let's correct that mistake by writing Bein Eichem here, and that will show you that when we said Bein Eichem over there, that's what it meant. Right? As if it's like the text over there had to be Bein Eichem for some reason. Right? And now there's like an afterthought, how are we going to fix it and correct the wrong implication? So the Torah over here comes and tells you, uses Bein Eichem also. But it's given that they were both written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kasha is just write it right in the first place, and you don't have to do that. Right? That's the question. You know? But if you take it as a given that this is the way Shema has to be, then it's a good answer. This is the way Shema has to be. And now we have to fix the wrong implication. But the whole basis, the starting point is strange. Right? That's basically where we're at. Okay, so I think you're right, though. I mean, I think is this type of a question is a different type of, is like a level 2 type of a question. We have to first analyze this sugya itself, and the Gemara itself, and the Bein Hayinayim, and the Karcha, and then maybe, we could see, maybe it'll help us understand what the Ritva is talking about. Maybe, or maybe not. But at this point, the Ritva doesn't quite make sense if you don't introduce any svaras. If you're just saying just plain pshat, it's hard to really see the sense of it. But it's possible the Ritva is based upon a conceptual understanding of the sugya, and maybe once we have that, maybe the Ritva will be a little more understandable. Or maybe he won't. But whatever. Either way, it seems like we have to. It would be wise for us to try to understand our sugya, right? Okay, so that being said, so the question is, what's the Havamina to set that you'd only be chayiv for Karcha Bein Eichem? And what's the Maskana that no, you're chayiv anywhere, even not Bein Eichem? What's the difference? Right?
Look at the face, that's the most visible part.
Yeah, okay, so that's a good starting point. What Gersh is saying is Bein Eichem, Bein Eichem is the visible part of your head. For example, the pasuk says, "V'ra'u kal amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha." The nations of the world will see that the shem Hashem is called upon you, and they'll fear you. And Chazal say that's a reference, "Elu tefillin shebarosh." As it means, it's a reference to Fellowship Rosh, it means the nations of the world are going to see that you have a box, and what do we adorn ourselves with? We adorn ourselves with Shem Hashem, with the Chavetz Shal Mitzvah, and Kedusha, and Shem Hashem. This is our adornment, and that's going to create a Yura. So you see, part of the idea of Tefillin Shebe Rosh is that it's visible. Right? It's right on top of your head. Center, dead center, right on top of your head. Right? The highly visible part of your body. Right? And Bein Einayim is very visible. Right? And if you have a bald spot, front and center, right? Front and center, for instance, that's where people wear a crown. Right? It's where a king wears a crown. That's where you part your hair, you have whatever. But no one makes a bald spot there. I mean, it's funny because that's where balding typically, whatever, sometimes. But sometimes you're bald there. But no one makes a bald spot there. Right? Or not, if you want to show your whatever, Vodazara or grief or whatever, that's a place that you'll make it. It's immediately noticeable. On the other hand, if you want to make a bald spot under your yarmulke or somewhere in the back of your head, that's not going to be as noticeable. Right? That's not going to be as noticeable. So, just as a starting point, we have to go further, but it would seem like that's, you might think, if the Pasuk actually says that, right? You might say, the Torah is only ossering bald spots in the most noticeable part. The visible, immediately visible, most notable part of your head. But if you want to do it somewhere else, okay. It's not usher. Okay? So that's a starting point. But now the question is, what would be the svara to say that? I mean, okay, it's most visible, but so what? Right? But that's the first step. I think it's an important step, because you can't explain why it would only be Bein Einayim until you have some concept of what Bein Einayim is. Right? Now that we have some concept of it, now we could try to, you know, figure out if we could have an idea of what's the concept of limiting it to Bein Einayim. Okay, good. So Eli's saying, well, I'm going to elaborate a little bit, but that if you just said Bein Einayim, see, Bein Einayim is very visible. So it's like if you want to show people, to show the observers of the world, I am suffering, I am grieving, I am, right, whatever it is Karcha is trying to show, then you put it on the most noticeable spot. You identify yourself as a griever, as a Karcha guy, by putting it on the front and center. It's like you're defining yourself. Like we define ourselves by tefillin, don't define yourself by a Karcha. Right? We define ourselves with proper ideas of God, not with a false idea. And you might say, in fact, the pasuk says, "Banim atam laHashem alokeichem, losis go to do velosisim karcha beinenechem lemeis." We're banim laHashem. That should be our label, our identity. Don't define yourself by a karcha. Don't put a karcha beinenechem. Then you're identifying yourself as a karcha guy. We're not. We're banim atam laHashem alokeichem. Whatever pshat you say, because we believe in Olam Haba, we believe in the Schar Va'onesh, because it's not the whatever idea. But the saying is, when you put it front and center, that's you're trying to identify yourself to observers. You're defining yourself. People look at you and you say, "This is who I am." But you have a little karcha in the back of your head or some random spot. It's not identity. Look, it's just a character or whatever. It's mourning, but you're not defining yourself by that. It's just something which you have. When you put it front and center, you're trying to show the world, "Look at me. This is who I am." So it defines you. When it's Bein Einayim, it defines you in the eyes of the observer. So you might say that's the Isser. You contradict your status of Banim if you define yourself with a Karcha Bein Einayim. But if you just make a Karcha somewhere else, while it's true, it's not a proper way to mourn or whatever, but it's not a definition of the person. It doesn't contradict your status of Banim Atam Shalakechem. The Torah is not going to answer that. The Torah is answering it when it becomes part of your identity. You identify yourself by what's Bein Einayim. Right? And that's, I guess, Gersh's point. It's like, look, we identify ourselves with tefillin. Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Shem Hashem is called upon us. Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. Because when you put front and center, that's how you identify yourself. We identify ourselves with tefillin, not with karcha. Urbanu matan shanakech. I mean, it's an isser in terms of your identity. Kamash malan. By the Kohen, Nosasimu lo yichu karcha berosham. No, lav dafka. It's not only an isser of identifying yourself via the karcha ben enechem, but it's simply, it's like an isser maisa. This is an inappropriate thing to do. It's an inappropriate way to mourn. It's a wrong idea. And the Torah is prohibiting us from mourning in this fashion. Lav dafka, you're defining yourself in this way. You're displaying it. You're presenting yourself as a person like this. Even if you put it under your yarmulke so no one sees it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. La'yikachu karcha barosham. The maisa is itself a corrupt form of mourning. And the Torah is saying, is you're not allowed to do it? Irrespective of its efficacy on your identity. That's not part of the form of the Yisr. Maybe it's a more corrupt form of the Yisr. Perhaps it's a more corrupt form of the Yisr when you do it in that way. But it's not conditional. The Yisr is not conditional upon that. Right? Yisr is not conditional upon that. The Gemara says, okay, I hear. So you're saying is, the Pasuk, even though the Pasuk in Devarim says, Benin Echem, right? Benin Echem, the Pasuk in Vayikra says, Berosham, and therefore teaches you that the Isser is even Berosham. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, not so fast. Maybe the Pasuk in Vayikra is by Kohanim. And by Kohanim, the Torah is prohibiting anywhere on the head. But by Yisraelim, the Torah is only prohibiting on Benin Echem. Right? And why should there be a difference? Well, that's what he says. You find by Kohanim, the Torah is Mariva Moses Yisraelos. There's a lot of extra mitzvahs by Kohanim. So that shouldn't be surprising to you. Right? So what do you say? So what would be this? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. Is maybe you're saying a little less than what you're saying. Okay? That it's in a certain sense very simple. Is look, there's two, based on what we said before, based on the way Eli was saying, is like there's two different types of problems in Karcha. One is you're identifying yourself as a Karcha guy. Right? And that's Bein Einayim. Then there's another thing is you're not doing that, but you're mourning in an inappropriate manner. Right? So you might say like this. Is look, there are different types of people in Klal Yisrael. Different types of people in Klal Yisrael. There's Kohanim and there's Yisraelim, and there's different levels of Kedusha. And Kohanim have to maintain a higher standard of Kedusha than Yisraelim. A Kohen can't marry Grusha. A Kohen can't become Tameh. The mace. Right? Yisraelim good. Right? Kohen can't marry a Zona. Halala. Yisraelim good. Right? So, there are different standards, the different level of Kedusha. So maybe you'd say, is this the appropriate way to mourn? No. But just because something isn't appropriate doesn't mean it's Asur. It's not a high level. There is a higher level. But it doesn't mean it's Asur. Torah is an Asur, everything which is not the highest level. So you'd say, is that by Kohanim, the Torah is very demanding of Kohanim. The Kohanim have to exhibit the highest level, the role models for Klal Yisrael. And they can't mourn that way. The Torah says they can't mourn that way. Their mourning has to be at a higher level. They can't do karcha. But Yisrael, you'd say, the Torah doesn't prohibit it. Is it the right way to mourn? Is it the highest level to mourn? No. But a person's sad, and they want to express that. They may not be super perfected, but it's not usher. Now, if Yisrael identifies himself that way, that's Asur. That's already going overboard. Now you're taking this wrong midah, this bad midah, and making it your identity. That's Asur. The Torah says it's split. It says by Yisrael, it says you can't define yourself by this wrong method of mourning. You can't define yourself by your karcha. That's the Asur. Bein Einayim. But by a Kohen, the Torah says, even if you don't define yourself, simply engaging in this method of mourning itself is Asur. So therefore, the fact that it says it differently by a Kohen and differently by Yisrael doesn't prove that by Yisrael it's also to do it in the minor way. On the contrary, I would say there's one puzzle by Yisrael, one puzzle by Kohen, and they're bedafka different to show you that they are different. They're not the same Isser. Right? What it means? Sheribo and Makos, Mitzvah Yisraelos. The Torah is marvin more mitzvahs by a Kohen. So just like it could be marva mitzvahs, set up mitzvahs which apply to Kohen, not to Yisrael, it could take the same exact mitzvah and just structure it a little differently by the Yisrael and by the Kohen because it's demanding a higher level by the Kohen. The Kohen has a higher level of Kedusha, and a higher level of Kedusha demands that you exhibit a higher ideas. Since you're a higher person, you're a higher role model, and like the Jews are banim l'Hashem l'kechem, but the Kohanim are the banim in the banim, so to speak. And if the whole Isser here is because Klal Yisrael has to reflect certain ideals, well, Kohen has to reflect even higher ideals. So, there's a quantity. There's a question is where do you draw the line? Not everything which is inappropriate is Asr. Not everything which is not the highest, like for example, like the Ibn Ezra said, I think it was Ibn Ezra, that from here, or maybe the Ramban, from here, Chazal say that similarly, you know, you shouldn't cry too much for the Mace. Chazal say, don't cry, don't mourn more than the amount of time that Chazal commanded. Okay, it's not appropriate. Right? Chazal amas here. But are you over in Isser? If you cry for longer than the mourning which Torah dictated? No. You're not an Isser. Is it right? Is it a high level thing to do? No, it's not. The high level person would not do it. There's an appropriate amount, and it says you shouldn't do more than that. But it's not an Isser. So the Torah doesn't necessarily, you have to see, where does the Torah draw the lines? We can't decide what the Torah will or won't prohibit. We could just follow the guidelines of the Torah. Certain things which are philosophically wrong are prohibited, other things which are philosophically wrong are just philosophically wrong. But they're not prohibited. So you have to see. Now, if the Torah says something by a Kohen, you don't have any right to say, oh, this is probably the same thing by Yisrael. Well, no. We know there's different standards. If it's philosophically like evil, it's one thing. But it's a standard of perfection, which is that you're mekabel the din, and you don't rebel, and you don't question it, and you whatever. And look, that's a level, but that's a high level. And the Torah is demanding a high level. Doesn't mean it's going to demand that level by Yisrael. And you don't have any evidence that it does. It asers it by Yisrael also. Yeah. It asers the gross form of it by Yisrael. Namely, when it's Ben Yenechem. But that doesn't mean it's going to aser only the gross form by Kohen. And the fact that aser is even the minor form by Kohen doesn't mean it's going to aser the minor form by Yisrael. So what's the maskana? The maskana is karcha karcha. Right? It's Gzeira Shava. So what's the punchline? So apparently, I mean, this isn't saying much, but apparently the Torah did not set up two forms of an Esser here. I mean, Gzeira Shava is showing you that even though the Torah Shvich Sav, in a sense, expresses itself differently regarding Yisrael and a Kohen, and maybe there's something worse about Kohanim and whatever than Yisraelim, and they have different whatever. But bottom line is, Karcha Karcha teaches you that in Torah Shebaal Peh, there's simply one Isser Karcha. One Isser Karcha. And there's no dual structures. Torah, whatever the Torah asserted, it's applied equally to everybody. And obviously, if that's the case, you're going to have to say that it's machmir by both, not mekel by both, right? Because you could say by Yisrael, it openly says you can't do it everywhere. So you can't say, oh, you've only been Anayim, it says you can't do it by Barosham. But by the Yisrael, where it says Ben Anayim, you say, look, it's mentioning Ben Anayim, but it really applies everywhere. And it's just not mentioning that, but it mentions it in another place. Right? But he's basically saying, Gzeir Shava teaches you, and with regard to these other details also, that there's no two different Yisurim. There's not an Isser Karcha for Yisrael and Isser Karcha for Kohen. Torah didn't tailor make different surahs with Isser Karcha. But it basically said, Karchaz Asar Var Yisrael, Karchaz Asar Var Kalim. Right? Now, the Ritva's question then is, oh, so then why not just say it the same? Why write it different if you're saying it ultimately it's the same? Right? So you're saying is, oh, because it wants to show you the Bein Hanayim, by Tefillin means that. So maybe you'd say is that yes, it's true. There's only one form of Esar. But if you do it Bein Hanayim, or if you do it Al HaRosh, is there a difference? Is one worse? The answer is yes, it is worse. Because not only are you mourning improperly, but you're undermining your identity of Banam Atam Lashem Alkechem. It's like by doing it between your eyes, you are not only doing improper mourning, but you're displaying it and you're identifying yourself. You're defining yourselves by that. And thereby undermining your identity as Kal Yisrael, as Banam Lashem. So in the Torah Shvich Sav, it wants to express the Isser in the form of Bnei Nechem to highlight a higher level violation. There's something worse about that. And if it just wrote Baal Rosh on both times, you wouldn't realize that there's a worse form of it. And there is a worse form of it. At the same time, the Torah didn't only asser the worst form of it, it assered the lesser form as well. So it wrote by Kohen the lesser form, and it did Gzeir Shava to tell you that halachically that lesser form applies to everybody. But at the same time, it, in the Torah Shvich Sav, you get the point that there's a worse violation. And like the argument could have been made that Yisrael is only assuring the worst one, because that's really undermining your identity of Kal Yisrael b'chlal. But in fact, the Torah extended the Isser from a Kohen to Yisrael as well. And it didn't limit the Isser to that. But there is, in Torah Shvich Sav, it wants to convey to you that there's something unique and special about that form. So it left it that way. Right? It's the difference between Torah Shvich Sav and Torah Shvich Alpa. Torah Shvich Sav contains like philosophical implications and ideas, even though they don't necessarily express them halachically. Is there any halachic nafkamina whether you do it between your eyes or your head? No. No halachic nafkamina. Is there a philosophical nafkamina? Yeah, there is. And the Torah wants to convey that to you through the Pshat and the Pasuk. But the Ritva is saying different. He's saying it also highlights to you that there is such a thing as Bein Hanayim. That there is a special, you know, significance of the hair Bein Hanayim. And it by doing that, there's actually not just a philosophical idea which has arrived, but an indication that the Torah, this maybe you're talking about, Gersh, is that part of your body has a special role. And it's referred to as Bein Hanayim. And has a special role in defining yourself vis-a-vis Karcha in Isser. And it has a special role in Mitzvah in defining yourself vis-a-vis the Tefillin. And the Torah defines the Yisrael positively through Tefillin and negatively through Isser, through Karcha. So it's like there's not just the philosophical better or worse, but it wrote it that way because there's a parallelism between the Bein Hanayim there and the Bein Hanayim here. And it's like, it indicates, like that's the way the Torah is setting up and referring to it. It's trying to create like a parallel between the two. Now, just write it clearly over there. Maybe if you wrote it clearly over here, maybe you wouldn't know the parallelism. Like if it wrote by the tefillin, Be'erosh Bein Hainayim, and here, Bein Hanechem, right? Here you don't have to write Bein Hanechem, because it's obvious it's on your Rosh. I mean, you don't have to write Rosh, it's obvious on your Rosh, because it's a bald spot. So here, Bein Hanechem is clear what it means. And if here you wrote Bein Hanechem, and there you just wrote Berosh Bein Hanechem, you wouldn't have the parallelism. Or even if you wrote them the same, you necessarily wouldn't have the parallelism. Like here, the fact that you could learn one from the other, and it writes it like unclear by Tefillin and clear here, it like forces you to compare the two. And by comparing the two, you get insight into the concept, that there's a joint concept, a common idea here, of defining the person by his tefillin and not by his karcha. So it's like through writing it in this vague way, by tefillin and forcing a person to look over here and derive what it means over here from there, you beg for the question as that there's some connection between the two, and you end up getting a nice idea. Torah realizes that's prime real estate, b'nei na'im. Use it properly. Use it l'mitzvah, and don't use it l'eser. It's nice. And you wouldn't have gotten that without going through the sugya, right? I mean, you got to get the idea of the karcha within b'nei na'im until you could explain that advah.